you guys, what is up? Unique is back, and she's ready to start this episode. Yeah, I know. I know you guys miss me. I know. Okay. Yeah, welcome back, you guys. Welcome back, Unique. How did everyone's Thanksgiving break go? You know, we are in the, how can I say this? We're in the thick of the holidays now. We're really in it. And I'm really making sure I get into, like, the holiday spirit, doing really fun Christmas things and all that stuff. Or whatever. Don't mind me. I'm eating an Oreo McFlurry. I haven't had one of these in months. Actually, has it been a year? I think it's been a year. No, I think I've had one in Portugal. No, it's been a year. But yeah, so I'm going to get into how my Thanksgiving break was and something exciting that I have for you guys that I am going to be starting, making sure I'm consistent on that. But yeah, let's get into it. Okay, you guys, I'm back, but, yeah, so, something exciting that I want to tell you guys is, drum roll please, I am going to be starting a YouTube channel. Yeah, I know. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm going to be starting a YouTube channel, and it's going to be different things. There's going to be like a sketch, like a mockumentary thing that I'm putting together, and some vlogs, my everyday life, you know, in New York City. Not like every day, but you get what I'm saying, like a day in the life type of thing. Advice, you know, dating advice, acting advice, all that jazz. So I'm putting together what I want my YouTube channel to be about, and the whole through line of that and stuff. And if you guys are wondering my voice, I just got over a mild cold, so it is still, you know, it's doing its thing, but I am fully well. I took a COVID test. I'm COVID negative. So for the people who are very, you know, like, hey, do you have COVID? You know, I took a COVID test. I'm COVID negative. But yeah, that's that on that. So my Thanksgiving break was decent. I thought it was great. I was very thankful, very grateful to be able to go to a friend's house, and they had wonderful, yummy food. So that was amazing to have something like that. And something like that. But yeah, it was very beautiful and yummy. I missed the food already. But yes, time to move on from Thanksgiving meals on to bigger and better meals, which is, you know, juicing. No, just kidding. But yeah, and a girl definitely gained some weight over Thanksgiving, you know. It was it's challenging because you got all these yummy foods and stuff in front of your face, and, you know, you pile it up on your plate and whatever, and you try to save room for desserts, and that's what you do, you know. Okay, so let's get into dating. Yeah, let's get into that, you know. Hold on, you guys. I'm trying to find something. Something to make this very... Okay. Okay, so like I said, you guys, let's get into dating. I know. I'm trying out these new things, these sound effects, but bear with me, you guys. I'm just trying to have it all. I'm the only person doing this, so you know what I mean. But yeah, so let's get into it. You know, sometimes you win some and you lose some. That's what I'm gonna say. But no, so dating is very hard, isn't it? It's super hard. It's super duper hard right now. In this day and age, you know, people are out like a light. There's no like, I don't want to say consistency. There's no, I feel like also on my end too, no one is ready to finish it fully. I guess that's could go with consistency. Like they're ready to move on to the next person type of thing. Or, just to end it. It's like, instead of like talking it out and working through things, but that's also like the joy, the pros and cons of dating too. You know what you like, you know what you're not going to tolerate, and, you know, you're just going to just like end it. If it's like something that you want to tolerate or continue to see this person, you'll make adjustments, because, you know, dating and eventually getting into a relationship is all about compromising and like just communication and stuff like that. So it has been a very challenging road. I've been single for, 3 years now, and it has been very, I loved it, and then I also you know, despise it. There's a reason why, like, I'm single, and then when you meet people, you realize, like, oh, there's a reason why you're single, you know what I mean? You know, you're figuring out why that person is single. I think that's the through line there. You're figuring out why that person is single, you know? You figure, basically, well, not figure out, you make an adjustment and see, like, hey, do I want to stick around and vibe with this person, or do I want to, you know, go? Like, you know, I could kick rocks, I could hit the door, boom. You know what I mean? So yeah, that's how dating is. Like, that's what the definition I've gotten out of it. It's been a very interesting journey and stuff, like, for me and for, like, a lot of other people. But dating in 2020 is very interesting too, because you have a pandemic going on, you have civil rights, all this stuff, and then you're not able to meet people like you used to, like, you know, out at the club or bar or grocery store or whatever. We all have masks on and stuff, so it's different. But I do miss in person, like meeting someone in person, like genuinely, like when you're out and like, oh, I find that person attractive, let's vibe and dance, you know what I mean? And then if we do like each other, let's, you know, exchange numbers. But yeah, so dating, I don't know, I feel like I suck at dating right now, because it has like, I did have great moments, you know. I'm not gonna be so like con to myself. Is that even a thing to say? Con. I'm not gonna like just like bash myself. I do have like great moments in dating. It's just, I just feel like I don't have the little, you know what I mean, to make it last longer with that person. Because I end up fucking it up. It's not funny, but, you know, it's just, people are just super serious, and, you know, it's like, you know, relax, take a chill pill, or whatever like that. But, it is what it is. Hey, you guys, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that sucks at dating. It's hard, you know, and understanding someone else's, like, emotions and vibes and stuff is very interesting. Sorry, this Oreo McFlurry is so good. But we're going to take a break. And we're going to come back with the joke and fact of the day, you guys. Okay, bye. Okay, you guys, we are back. Now it is time for corny joke and fact of the day session. So, why did the bike fall over? I don't know. Why, Unique? Why? Because it was too tired. I know. Super funny. super funny. All right, let's do another one. Why did the pitcher go to jail? Why? I don't know. Why did the pitcher go to jail? Why did the pitcher go to jail? Because it was framed. I know. Yeah, it was super funny. Like, these are top tier corny jokes, super funny jokes, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Okay, so now we're going to get into the fact of the day. Well, actually, I'm going to say a couple of them. But yeah, so here we are with 50 most interesting facts about the world. North Korea and Cuba are the only places you can't buy Coca-Cola. The hottest chili pepper in the world is so hot, it could kill you. Shout out to my computer. More people visit France than any other country. I think that's enough facts for you. You know what I mean? It's a lot you got to think about and do your Google searches on and all that stuff. But yeah, I think that's enough facts. I really hit y'all with amazing jokes. Two of them, by the way. And three amazing, interesting facts. Like, I'm really on a ball here now, you guys. Like, I'm really on a ball. So, yeah. So, before the break, we talked about dating and how I suck at it. I mean, I do. I honestly will be confident in my stance and say I suck at dating. I do. I really do suck at dating. Sometimes I just wish I was on, like, a show, like, Are You the One or something, but, like, the queer version. I know last year they did, well, last season they did a queer version. I would like to be on the other, like, another season where it's queer, you know what I mean? And it's just, wouldn't that be amazing? But, yeah, because I have a hard time, like, I don't know, with dating. I wonder if anyone else has this issue. But there's so many things to worry about in this world. I also love being single. You know, I love it. I love that I don't have to answer to anyone. I can do what I want. I don't have to, like, wait on someone to go to things. I could just up and get up and go. And do whatever I want. And not have to worry about anyone's feelings or, like, missing out or why didn't you hit me up or blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So I love that. But I also love women. I love women. They're just so beautiful. Yeah. I don't like... No, I'm not going to get into it. But you know what I mean? Also, I want to say this, because I love women, people who are straight, right, and they hear that you're gay, they're like, oh my gosh, I hope she doesn't, like, no, we're not even thinking about you, you're not even our type, don't even flatter yourself to even think I like you, relax, get off your ego step, you know what I mean? But anywho, I'm just saying, like, I love women, but then I also love being single. So it's just like, you know, sometimes I imagine, like, man, wouldn't it be great to, like, wake up, have, like, two women beside me, and it's like, I'm getting myself in trouble. How am I getting myself in trouble? I don't have anyone. I'm just speaking out loud, you guys. We're just really, so now I feel like I'm really coming into my own, like, with this podcast and stuff, because in the beginning, it was, I just didn't know what the voice was for the podcast. And now it's just like, we're getting some raw of me. And I'm very, very private right now. I'm taking like a break on social media. I think I will, the only thing I would do after this episode airs is, you know, promote it on Instagram and then log right back out. And then go about my business because I'm still on my social media break. But that's it. That's all I'm going to do. You know, and a social media break is nice. It is hard. Like the first day for sure. The first 2 days, because you're so used to, like, you know, for me, in my opinion, is, you know, waking up, checking Instagram when you're bored, checking, like, Instagram when you're, like, when you got something to do, just checking it all the time and going down, like, not memory lane, but just going down, like, a rabbit hole of memes and shit like that, and just, like, you know, and then also, I just be getting into the, I also go down a rabbit hole of the, what does he call that? The search, not the search bar, but there's a, the explore page. Yeah, it's really nice. And it's fun. First of all, I love cats and I like cute baby things. And I also love things dealing with acting, chocolate, New York City, you know, LA, and women. But yeah, so I could just go down a rabbit hole. And I love laughing. I love, love, love laughing. That's one thing I do miss. Also make myself laugh too. But one thing I do miss is laughing at these funny as memes or funny sketches on Instagram, because people are so freaking funny. They're so talented. Yeah. And I also took a break off of TikTok. First of all, I haven't even used TikTok like that. I started to use it during like quarantine to see, you know, what I will be doing, but I will be going back on TikTok to figuring out where my step is on TikTok, because TikTok is such this huge, beautiful entity, and it's dope. People are super talented, and also I'm trying to get paid. A lot of people are also getting paid off of just being mediocre and stuff, and I'm talented. I want to be mediocre and get paid too, you know what I mean? But yeah, so we got a lot of things coming, you guys. I am super excited on where this podcast is going. The next episode will be soon. You know, I'm not gonna say like, yeah, next, catch me next week, but I'm gonna at least have like two more episodes or one more episode before 2020 is over with, and that one's gonna be the big final episode of 2020. But yeah, you guys, I am super excited, and look out, I'm probably gonna do another episode telling you about my YouTube channel, because I'm gonna be on myself on that. But be on the lookout. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm not even on Twitter like that. And on TikTok, what the kids say. But make sure you guys do that and stuff. And I love you guys. And talk to you guys soon. Peace.